This is The Daily Creative. July 15th, the trust balloon. In creative work, everything hinges on trust. Herding tigers. You must earn trust every day. You've probably often heard people talk about trust like a bank account. I know I've heard this many times. You can put a little trust in, and occasionally you can make a little trust withdrawal. As long as you maintain a positive trust balance, you're fine. However, that's not how trust works in creative work. Because doing risky work, projects where your efforts might not work in the end, requires you to spend time, energy, and focus now for a potential later payoff, it's important that you be able to trust the character, competence, and intentions of the person who is leading the charge and of those you are collaborating with. Because of this, I often say that trust is more like a water balloon. You can fill it as full as you can, but if you puncture it once, even in a tiny way, you are likely to lose it in other areas as well. The problem is, many of us are unaware of places where we might breach the trust of our team or of our peers. It's small things we do that cause us to forfeit our relationship with them, like showing up late to a meeting, consistently forgetting that something is due by a certain deadline that we committed to maybe a few weeks ago, but we forgot the deadline. Over time, these small acts of trust breaking can make it difficult to depend on one another when it matters most. Now, most people don't breach trust in the big ways. It's the small things that trip us up. Commit to getting the small things right, and you'll have the trust you need to take creative risks together. You must earn trust every day. Here's today's question. Is there a small place where you might be breaching trust with your team, your peers, or your friends? How can you remedy it?